BBC News with Sue Montgomery. A court in Brazil has unanimously rejected an appeal by the former president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, who was convicted last year of corruption and money laundering. The three judges said the former president had broken the law by accepting a seafront apartment from a construction company involved in a major corruption scheme. They have increased his original sentence from 9.5 years to just over 12 years in jail. A senior party adviser in Lula's Brazilian Workers' Party, Diego Scardone, told the BBC the case against Lula was part of a wider campaign against democracy by the judiciary.
What the Brazilian Workers' Party understand is that this goes beyond Lula's case as well. We're living in a country where the judiciary is taking actions that go beyond our constitution and that can be replicated by other judges in different cases against other Brazilians as well. So we perceive this not as only the defense of Lula, but further as the defense of our democracy, the defense of our laws.
The former doctor for the USA gymnastics team, Larry Nassar, has been sentenced to 175 years in jail for sexually molesting teenage athletes. The judge said Nassar remained a danger to young women. Nada Tofik has more details.
Judge Rosemary Alcalina told Larry Nassar, "I just signed your death warrant." During the past week, in an extraordinary and emotional sentencing hearing, nearly 160 of Nassar's victims confronted him and shared their stories of how their former doctor gained their trust and then sexually assaulted them under the guise of medical treatment. After the sentencing, the U.S. Olympic Committee announced an independent third party would examine how an abuse of this proportion could have gone undetected for so long.
The veteran American diplomat Bill Richardson has resigned from an international panel set up in Myanmar to advise on communal tension in Rakhine State. He said the group, rather than address the roots of the Rohingya crisis, was acting like a cheerleading squad for government policy. BBC News.